What life experience makes you most qualified to be elected mayor of the city of Asheville?
Now, it'd be hard to pick a particular or single life experience, but I suspect it has to do with my 30-year career with local government. Early in my career, I realized the city fathers and mothers in those days were putting a premium on what have you done for the public today. And that was the standard by which we were measured. Finding a way to, yes, finding a way to make the community better was the premium. Sadly, over time, about the time I retired, I'd actually saw a change in that where there became a perception in the public of pick up the trash, pay the streets, and pretty much leave me alone. And I was getting frustrated because I didn't know how to do minimal. I didn't understand that. But I do think the expectation now is swung back in the other direction. It's more my sweet spot is finding a way to make this town all it can be, and that's the experiences I had there what led me to do this.
What's the greatest challenge the city faces over the next 24 months?
Financial, in all seriousness. I've done everything I can to raise that to a good level. If we look back over the last couple of years, the city's own auditors found material deficiencies in their financial statements. Specifically in one of the last 3 years, 2010 fiscal year, they found two material deficiencies where revenues into the Housing Trust Fund were overstated and revenues going out were understated. And then on top of that, the Local Government Commission, which kind of is the police agency for all public finance in this state, chastised them seriously in a letter to the mayor in January of 2011 for that, and for not performing regular bank reconciliations. I mean, people aren't even balancing the checkbook in City Hall. I think part of this year's tax increase was the result of some poor financial management, and I think that's our challenge. If we don't get a grip on that, nothing else matters.
On a lighter note, what have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, my gosh. I would say the children's books with my four grandsons. I spend an awful lot of time reading the classic Uncle Remus stories that the kids are totally fascinated with. That's great culture and great learning, and I remember it from my childhood. But on a more serious level, as I recently reread a book that was given to me many years ago called Man of the House. It was Tip O'Neill's biography, and I've spoken about this around town on the campaign trail, but there's a great picture in the center of that book that I'm fascinated with still, was where Ronald Reagan had just signed some bill into law, and Tip O'Neill and he were shaking hands and smiling, and I thought, that's what's gone. We don't work together anymore. But rereading that and how power was used in the golden days of government is an absolutely fascinating thing.
What have you learned about this community during this campaign for elective office?
Wow, what an eye-opening experience. I've learned that the interests in this town are very entrenched. There's a lot of special interest. It's very entrenched. It's not going to let go easily. I'm not sure the people's interest is always first and foremost, again, as it was in my early career in City Hall. There might have been special interests, but maybe I was immune to it. But I do see a lot of that driving our decision process now.
John Mile is a candidate for mayor of Asheville. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David, so much.